Hi, friends. It's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Marie, and we are so glad you joined us today.
Yes, we are. Hi, friends. I'm Peter. Every Saturday, we review the lessons from this week, and we have a lot to cover.
Oh, Peter, I'm feeling hungry. I'm hungry.
I said we have a lot to cover. I'm not talking about food. I'm talking about English.
But I'm hungry.
Well, now is not the time to eat, Marie.
Okay, I know. I just didn't have any breakfast.
Oh, well, I know what you can do. You can make some scrambled eggs. They are easy to make and only take a few minutes.
Hey, that's a great idea. And the recipe is really easy. Okay, I'll do that.
Great! But not right now.
What? Fine.
Well, speaking of food, Alex has a dinner party.
Oh, I bet they had delicious food and the party.
There you go again. Yes, they had good food. It was a Chinese-style dinner.
I think that it's about time that we start reviewing our lessons from today. What do you think, Peter?
Why are you in such a rush?
Well, I have something to do. I have to make my scrambled eggs, remember?
Okay, I know you're hungry. Okay, that will give you some time to eat something. Friends, let's get started. Let's watch our lessons from this week together. Make sure to pay attention because after that, we will ask you some questions. Okay, here we go.
It's noon, Rob.
Excellent. Let's go to the Jungle Cafe.
Sorry, Rob. I can't. James and I are cooking our lunch in the kitchen.
Oh. What are you making?
Scrambled eggs. It's a simple recipe.
I love scrambled eggs. Can I have some?
Sure. We can cook enough for everyone.
Okay, Susie, let's cook scrambled eggs. What do we need?
We need eggs, milk, butter, and some salt and pepper.
And bread?
Yes, we can put our scrambled eggs on some toast.
Where do we begin?
Well, first let's mix together the eggs and milk.
Okay, I can do that.
Well done, James. That looks good.
What do we do next?
Add a little salt and pepper.
Okay. And now we cook the eggs?
Yes. Turn on the stove and melt the butter in the pan.
Then I pour the eggs into the pan?
Yes. And stir them after a minute. I'll toast the bread.
Well, Susie and James' scrambled eggs were yummy.
Yes, Linda. Lunch was delicious.
And it's nice to drink some coffee after lunch.
I agree. This is a very nice break.
Do you cook scrambled eggs at home?
Sometimes, but I add some tomatoes to mine.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Maybe I'll try that myself sometime.
Hi, Taylor. I'm hosting a dinner party on Saturday evening. The dinner is Chinese style. Can you come?
Sure, Alex. Where's the party?
It's at my apartment. But I'm nervous. This is my first dinner party.
Don't worry. I can help. I have dinner parties all the time.
Thanks, Taylor. You're very helpful.
No problem, Alex.
So, Taylor, I want to be a good host. How can I have a good dinner party?
Well, first, greet your guests at the door. Welcome everyone with a smile.
Okay, I can remember that.
Good. Then you can take their coats and bags.
And hang them up?
Yes. Finally, introduce your guests to one another.
I really enjoyed Alex's Chinese dinner party last night.
Me too. I prefer Chinese-style dinner parties.
But American dinner parties are pretty similar.
True. In both cultures, hosts serve a lot of food.
You're right. I always feel full after a dinner party.
But in America, we usually sit at a rectangular table, not a round table.
That's true. But both cultures often put the food in the middle of the table.
Yes, then guests can share it. But Chinese dinner parties often include a lot more dishes. Americans usually serve just a few main dishes.
Right. A Chinese dinner can have many meat and fish dishes at the same dinner party.
Why?
So every guest will be happy.
Hello, this is Taylor with LTE TV News Report. Babies are great and lots of fun. We all love babies, and we need babies too. Many countries don't have enough of them. That's a big problem. Most babies grow up to become workers. As the number of workers grows, a country can produce more things. That often means people's lives become easier and more comfortable. As long as a country has enough babies, it can grow. But without enough babies, a country slowly becomes older. This is a problem, too. Many countries provide services for their people, like health care and pensions. These services are mostly paid for by younger working people, but they are mostly used by older people who aren't working anymore. Without enough young people, countries can't pay for these things. Countries are dealing with these problems in different ways. Many countries are encouraging people to have more babies. Children are expensive, so some countries give families extra money. Sometimes countries need to change rules so it is easier for mothers to study and work. Other countries are encouraging immigrants to come from other places. How do you think this problem should be solved? Thank you for watching LTE TV News Report. See you. Okay, everyone. Now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home. And Peter will answer me right here.
That's right. So what do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about the steps.
Steps? Like taking steps? What are you talking about? Walking?
No, Peter. I'm talking about the steps to make something.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. You have to do one step before you can do the next step. Make something the right way. So what should we make?
Well, I think we should make scrambled eggs. But you must use those important English words that we talked about.
Oh, okay. That's great practice. Friends, are you ready? Great. Okay. First, you should mix together some eggs and milk.
That's right. Then, make sure to turn on the stove and melt some butter in a pan.
Next, pour the eggs into the pan and stir them.
Then toast some bread. And after that, put the eggs on the toast And finally, the best part, you can eat it.
Well, that was great, friends. I hope you practice at home and used those important English words. Okay, on Saturday, Alex is hosting a dinner party. It's at his apartment, and it is a Chinese-style dinner.
Yes, but I remember something. He was very nervous.
Yes, he was. He just wants to be a good host. So what are some ways that he can do that?
Well, there are a few ways. Alex can greet his guests at the door. Also, he can welcome each guest with a smile.
Great, that's a good tip. So, can you think of what he can do once the guest is greeted with a smile and comes inside?
Well, then Alex can take their coats and bags. And after that, he can introduce his guests to each other.
Well, I don't like going to parties with lots of people. I just don't like meeting people I don't know, I guess.
Oh, really? Why? I love it. It's great to meet new people.
I guess so, but it does help if the host introduces everyone first.
That is true. Well, let's talk about Chinese style and American style. Let's talk about the differences between the utensils.
Utensils. Well, these are things we use to eat. In a Chinese style meal, you will use chopsticks.
That's right. And in a Western style meal, you would use a fork, knife, and a spoon.
And at a Chinese style meal, you'll probably go out to eat at a restaurant and sit at a large round table.
Well, that was fun to talk about. But friends, now it's time for a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This was a great week to learn together. I always enjoy our lessons, especially those news lessons.
Yes, we can learn about things from all around the world that way.
Yes, I didn't know that some countries need more people. Families are having less kids these days, and there are some problems. There's not enough workers, and other problems can happen.
But we can understand why people are having less kids. It is expensive. Think about you have to pay for their school, you have to feed them, and other things that can add up. There are other problems, like the workers are less and less, not just their kids. I can understand why this is a problem.
That's right. And I think if you have kids, you really have to plan ahead.
Well, now it's time to look at our features from this week. We can watch them together.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Right now, I'm getting ready to cook. Do you like to cook? I do. Today, I'm going to make spaghetti sauce. It's not hard. I need tomatoes, tomato paste, onion, garlic, and spices. Let's begin.
Spaghetti is a very popular dish. It is easy to make. To make the sauce, you chop the tomatoes, the onions, and the garlic. Then you cook the onions and garlic in a pan with a little oil. When they are soft, add the chopped tomatoes and the tomato paste. Stir it well, then add the spices. You can use oregano and basil. Then stir the sauce again. Put a cover on the pan and let the sauce cook for 5 to 10 minutes. Then boil some water in a big pot. Put in your spaghetti noodles and cook them for 9 to 11 minutes. When they're cooked, take them out of the water. Then put your sauce on them and enjoy.
Yum! This smells very good. I can't wait to eat my spaghetti. Cooking is fun and easy, but eating is even more fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to eat my spaghetti now. Goodbye, everyone. I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
The greatest thing around. It's cute and small, and best of all, it has a happy sound. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I've found. I play a song and sing along, it lifts me when I'm down. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Hey, let's play the ukulele. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing around. It's cute and small, and best of all, it has a happy sound. I love the ukulele, it's the greatest thing I've found. I play a song and sing along, it lifts me when I'm down. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Come on, join in. The ukulele is just my style. Let's get together and play a while. The ukulele will make you smile. Hey, come on, let's play the ukulele.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about parties, and here to answer our question is Ms. Novia Sposa.
Hello Rob.
Hello Novia, thanks for coming to the show. You are a party planner, right?
That's right, I help people to plan parties.
Great. Then you can help us answer today's question.
I would love to.
Fantastic. Today's question comes from Tongyu Lin of Hualien, Taiwan. Tongyu writes, my daughter is having a baby soon. Some of her friends are planning a baby shower for her. Is that a party? Why is it called a shower?
What a great question. The answer is yes. A baby shower is a party.
Why is it called a shower? Do they wash the baby?
No, baby showers do not have anything to do with bathing. This kind of party is called a shower because the new mom is showered with gifts from her friends and family.
Oh, that means that her friends and family give her a lot of gifts.
That's right. When you shower someone with something, you give them a lot of it.
So at a baby shower, new moms and dads get a lot of gifts.
Right. We also have showers for brides before their wedding.
Oh, yes. Those are bridal showers, right?
That's right. At a bridal shower, the bride receives many gifts from her friends and family.
Ah, I understand. Thanks for the information, Novia. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
I hate studying. It hurts my brain.
What? You need to catch a train?
No! How can you study when you can't hear me?
Yes, you can be stung by an ant or a bee.
No! Look, while you... places. There's this problem.
Oh, I understand. You need Super Sentence Man.
I am Super Sentence Man. Super Sentence Man is here. The sentence you are looking for is, as long as something, give it a try.
Right. As long as you are listening to music. You can't hear me.
Super! As long as you are listening to music, you can't hear me. How about you give it a try?
What? No, there's nothing I want to buy.
Nope. I mean, can you try a super sentence?
Oh, sure. How about, as long as you're stressed out, you won't be able to study for the test.
Super! As long as you are stressed out, you won't be able to study for the test. Now, does anyone else have one?
Well, I guess as long as we are here, we can try another super sentence.
As long as we are here, we can try another super sentence. Ah, smart. Hey, now I have one for you too.
Thanks, super sentence man. I do need to tie my shoe.
I do need to tie my shoe. That's not what I said. Here it is. As long as you use a super sentence every day, you will make your English great.
Thanks, super sentence man.
Now you two, get back to studying.
You know, my brain does feel a lot better.
Well, you can write your letter, but I'm going to study.
Thanks for joining us today. We always love reviewing our lessons with you. It's a lot of fun.
And we will have more interesting lessons next week. And every Saturday, you can always come back to review those lessons again with us.
Yes, we learn things from making scrambled eggs to serious problems in our world today.
Wow, that's a lot. And we also want to learn how to become a good host, like Alex. We learned about what to do then.
Yes, and that was a very helpful lesson. I learned about some things that are different and things that are similar to Chinese-style and American-style dinner parties.
And today was fun to talk about it with you, too. All next week, you can come back and see new lessons.
That's right. But for now, we're out of time, Peter. I don't want to leave yet.
Oh, come on. It's okay. We'll see them on Monday. I promise, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, friends, we had a wonderful time with you today, and we hope you learned a lot by reviewing with us.
Yes, and we'll see you again. Remember, promise to come back on Monday for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.